Good evening, everyone. Tonight we're going to commence our gospel meeting by singing together the hymn number 101. 101 on the page 217. It's a great old gospel hymn. Blessed be the fountain of blood to a world of sinners revealed. Blessed be the dear Son of God, only by His stripes are we healed. Though I've wandered far from His fold, bringing to my heart pain and woe, wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than snow. 101, standing as we sing, and let us sing it out with all of our hearts. Let's stand as we sing. We'll just look to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray the Lord will draw near and bless our coming together tonight. Our gracious God, our loving Father in heaven, we come before Thee in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. And Father, we thank Thee that He was that Lamb without spot and without blemish. We thank Thee that He was a Lamb slain from before the very foundation of the world. Yet in the fullness, Lord, of Thy time, He came. And Father, we thank that He went to the cross of Calvary willingly, as a lamb to the slaughter and as a sheep before her shears is dumb. He opened not His mouth. And Father, we thank that upon that cross he poured out his life unto death, even the death of the cross. We thank thee, Father, that he shed his precious blood. And we rejoice, O God, tonight in that fountain that was opened up for sin and for all uncleanness. And we rejoice, O God, in the power of the blood of the Lamb that cleanseth us, that washes us whiter than the snow. And, O God, we rejoice, O God, tonight that thou hast promised that the blood of Jesus Christ, thy Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And, O God, it is because of Christ, the Lamb of God, because of his shed blood, his finished work upon the cross, that we gather, Lord, before thee tonight. And we thank thee, O God, that it is because of Christ that we have a great message to proclaim, that we have the good news of the gospel to proclaim, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We thank that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried. But Father, we praise thee that at third day he rose again victorious, that he is alive forevermore, that he ascended on high into heaven. He is seated at thy right hand, O God, in glory. And Father, we thank that there he intercedes for us as the people of God. Father, we just look to thee tonight in faith. We pray for the blessing of God to be upon our meeting. Father, we pray that thou would cleanse our hearts afresh, outpour thy Holy Spirit upon us, and grant, Lord, a gracious sense of thy presence from this opening hymn to the last amen, we ask. Father, take away every distraction that is not of thee. Take our hearts and minds of the things of time and sense, O God. Fix our hearts and minds upon thee, upon what God the Lord will say, and upon the great issues of eternity. And Father, we pray, O God, this night that thou by thy Holy Spirit will work in our meeting, and that thou will convict of sin, of righteousness, of judgment to come, and that thou, Lord, will bless hearts and souls this night, we pray. We thank you for all in the gathering tonight who are saved. Lord, bless thy people. Build every believer up in their most holy faith. Draw every Christian closer, Lord, to thee. Oh, for a closer walk with God, we do pray. Conform us more and more to the image of our Savior, we pray. And Father, for any in the gathering, unsaved, unconverted, Lord, speak to them tonight, Lord. Father, we pray that as it was with Lydia of old, that thou wilt open up their hearts to the gospel, and that they will come in faith and in repentance unto Christ, trust him whom to know is life eternal. We thank thee that salvation is of the Lord. We thank that Christ has promised him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And Father, our prayer is for every soul in our gathering this night, and each and every one would know what it is to rest upon Christ alone for salvation and for a home in heaven. For any, Lord, maybe walking afar from thee tonight, give restoring grace. Draw such to thyself. Afresh, we pray, and meet them at the point of their need, we ask. Remember, Lord, those unable to join with us tonight because of age and sickness and infirmity. We bring them, Lord, before thee in faith. How the psalmist could say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. And Lord, we pray that such tonight would know that healing touch from the Lord, that strength from the Lord, we pray. And for those that mourn and grieve, Lord, comfort their hearts. Fill the vacant chair with the presence and the nearness of the Lord. And be unto them all that they would need and require, O God, in their time of need, we ask. Bless, O God, all our families here connected. Unite every family circle in the Lord. Remember the ongoing outreach work, the children's work, the Sabbath school work, the online ministry, the youth fellowship. Lord, we commit all these endeavors, Lord, to thee. May the blessing of God be upon them. And Lord, in this part of thy vineyard, we pray, build thy church, extend thy kingdom. And Lord, may many be brought into the family and fold of God. Bless our land tonight, O God. Remember our nation. Bless all our sister congregations. We pray for every minister, every student, every layman alike who would preach the word of God. May the hand of God be upon them and be with them. And Lord, wherever thy word is faithfully proclaimed, north and south of the border, we pray,
We pray that thou wilt bless it tonight, and that here, there, and yonder, there'll be souls who will trust the Lord for salvation, we ask. Father, again, Lord, we do pray for our missionaries. Bless those that labor here at home and those that labor abroad. Lord, bless them, protect them, and encourage them. Use them for the glory of the Lord. We pray for thy servants in that mission there, and the John Knox Church, bless that mission as it will commence tonight. Bless the meetings as they continue in the will of the Lord over the coming nights, we pray. Move upon that area. Give them tokens for good and souls for their hire, O Lord, we ask. Bless us now, we pray. Do our hearts good in the singing of thy praises, in the reading of thy word, in the preaching of thy word. Give divine help and unction and enablement tonight. Hide man far behind the cross. And may sinners tonight look away to Christ and be saved by the power and by the grace of God divine. Answer prayer, for we ask all these things in the Savior's name and for thine eternal glory and praise. Amen.
Turning, please, again in our hymn book to the hymn number 203. The hymn number 203 is a wonderful hymn of testimony. I was sinking deep in sin, sinking to rise no more, overwhelmed with guilt within, mercy I did implore. 203, standing as we sing and singing it out to the glory of the Lord. Let's stand as we sing.
Christ my Savior.
We'll turn, please, in the Word of God tonight for a scripture reading to the New Testament book of John's Gospel and the chapter number 10. Turning tonight to John's Gospel, chapter number 10, beginning our reading at the verse number 1 of the chapter. Let us hear God's precious Word as we read it together tonight. John's Gospel, chapter number 10, and the verse number 1. Here we have the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. And he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. And then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. And as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." Amen. Ending a reading there at verse number 18, and we pray that the Lord will add his own blessing to this public reading of his precious and holy word to all our hearts. I want to welcome everyone tonight in the Lord's great name. It's good to see all who have gathered with us tonight. We bid you a very special welcome in the name of the Savior. If you're a believer, may you be encouraged, led on with the Lord tonight. And if you're here and you're not saved, oh, that tonight you'd come to know Christ and to rest upon him and to trust in him alone for salvation. If you're visiting, we extend you a very special welcome. It's always a joy to visitors to share in our fellowship together around the Word of God. The announcements for the week are as follows. Do please remember, here in the church tomorrow night, Monday night, 8 p.m., is the monthly ladies' fellowship meeting. That's open to all ladies. You're most welcome to come along and invite and bring others along. Wife Helen will be speaking at that meeting tomorrow night. So do remember that and pray for the meeting. And do come along tomorrow evening around God's Word. Tuesday night here in the church at 8 p.m., the midweek prayer meeting and Bible study. It'll be a form of a deputation meeting for Mr. Noel Shields, an evangelist under our mission board. He'll be bringing God's Word in a report and showing a video presentation of his work. And then there'll also be an offering as well. So do remember that, please, on Tuesday evening. Friday morning, 11 a.m., is the monthly open-air gospel witness at the Diamond in Enniskillen with our brother Colin Maxwell and myself. Pray for that. And if you're in the town on Friday morning, do join with us for that half hour. Friday night, 8 p.m., the youth fellowship meeting. We commend that to all the young people. Trust as many as possible will gather for that time of fellowship. Next Saturday is the Consider Christ Outreach down to Longford and County Roscommon as well. Pray for that. And if anyone is able to go along, do let us know, and we'll let you know the details for that day. And next Lord's Day, the 21st of May, Sunday School Bible Class, 11 a.m. the morning service, 12 noon, the evening gospel service, 7 p.m. Both services preceded by the hour of prayer, and the preacher at both services is the Reverend Larry Power, and the soloist at the evening is Mrs. Grace McClintock. So do remember those meetings. In the morning, we'll be taking the service over in Kaskiri, and then with an apprentice boy service to speak at Five Mile Town in the afternoon, and then it's an ordination service to the eldership for our son Nathaniel up in Portadown. We'll have to go to that as well on the Sunday evening. Lord's Day, the 28th of May at 7 p.m., there's a special family and friends night service here in the church. Testimony by Mr. Kyle Boyd from our Crossgar congregation. Kyle, who has cerebral palsy, will testify of God's saving grace and God's sustaining grace in his life. And there's wee invitation cards for that. We encourage you to take those, give them out, invite them, friends and family along, maybe people as well that are suffering with illness and trials. Do encourage them to come along, and they'll be blessed and encouraged through a brother's testimony of what the Lord has done for them and what the Lord enables him to do day by day. Remind the ladies again of the catering list. That's the last really call for that this Sunday. Anyone wishing to help and add their name to that, please do so and put your phone number beside it. Remember, please, the church barbecue on Friday night, the 9th of June in Castle Archdale is open to all. And you're welcome to bring friends and family and neighbours along as well. It's a 7:30, price is £5 for adult. Pay just on the night, all children free. Do put your name on the sheet and just the number in your family group approximately going. Children's Day, the 17th of June. Guest speaker, the Reverend Graham Middleton. Can I just remind you again of that book, 100 Days, written by the Reverend David Park during the lockdown, daily devotional messages. Again, those books will be going back later on this week to the Missionary Council, but anyone still wishing to acquire one, there's still a few left there. Do get your copy even tonight. Do pray for the outreach of the Balmoral Show this week. We had a very good week, and much literature, good conversations, and Bibles, New Testaments given out. Pray for that. Remember also the Reverend Samuel Murray in your prayers, recently elected to be the next moderator for Presbytery. And then an extra £50 has been given to the Cruscadden offering. That brings it over £3,000. Remember Noel and Colin and the mission commencing tonight in the John Knox Church up in Belfast. And then also our Sunday school outing will be on Saturday, the last Saturday in June, the 24th of June. And all are welcome to go along. There'll be more details to follow regarding that. And then as a church, we express our sympathy to our sister, Mrs. Audrey Marshall, husband Howard. Audrey lost his sister-in-law last week, and we share her and the family of her prayers and sympathies at this time. We'll turn again, please, in our hymn book to hymn number 439. 439 is a great hymn of testimony. I have a shepherd, one I love so well. How he has blessed me, tongue can never tell. On the cross he suffered, shed his blood and died, that I might ever in his love confide. We'll keep our seats for the early part of this hymn. Don't take up an offering during the service, but do remember the offering plates as you leave. 439.
Thank you.
stand for the final verse. We'll turn to that passage of Scripture we read earlier, please, to the Gospel of John, John's Gospel, chapter number 10. And with God's Word open before us, let us unite our hearts together, please, in a brief word of prayer. John's Gospel, chapter 10. And with God's Word open before us, let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy presence with us already in our meeting tonight. And Lord, may that sense of Thy presence and nearness increase among us tonight, Lord, and draw our hearts out after Thee, O God, we pray. Close out everything that is not of Thee. Shelter our meeting over and around with the precious blood of the Lamb. And let Thy Word find a resting place upon hearts and souls in our meeting tonight. And through Thy Word, may saints be blessed. May the sinner be converted unto Thee. And may Christ be honored and glorified, O God, we pray. Lord, You have said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And even, Lord, this night through Thy Word, that some soul or souls would be made wise unto salvation. Have Thy way among us. Pour out Thy Spirit upon preacher and upon congregation alike. And bless and magnify Thy name. We ask these things for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen. Our text of Scripture for this evening is verse number 11 of John's Gospel, chapter number 10. Here we have the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. And He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Now, in the Bible, many different pictures are given to us to describe the Lord. Yes, the Lord is likened unto a father who cares for his children. He is likened unto a king who protects his subjects. He is likened unto a benefactor who pours forth his blessing and bounty upon those who are in need. And then He is also depicted as a shepherd, one who cares for his sheep, one who watches over the flock. And this is the picture really that is mentioned and given to us in our text here this evening when the Lord Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Here He tells us how He is the shepherd. And this picture of Christ, the good shepherd, was a picture that the Jewish people could identify with and relate to and understand. Because in Bible times, yes, Israel was a land of shepherds. And Christ was one who would often use everyday objects to illustrate His word and the truth concerning Himself. His preaching was powerful. His preaching was faithful. It was plain. It was earnest. It was pointed. And it was easily understood by the people. The Bible tells us that the common people, they heard Christ gladly. In our text here this evening, you'll notice how He uses the words, I am. He says, I am the good shepherd. And notice those opening words, I am. And that is an actual reference there to God Himself. And it was a title that was very precious to the Jewish people.
You remember back to the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 3, whenever God was calling Moses, his servant, to lead the children of Israel. My Moses at first was reluctant to take on the service, but God gave him wonderful words of comfort and encouragement. And he spake to Moses, and he said these words to Moses. He says, "Say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you." And there we see how that little title, I am, is a direct reference to God himself. And this was a title that was so revered by the Jews that under the Jewish law, they were not even allowed to utter these words upon their lips. It is known as the incommunicable name of the Lord. Thus, whenever Christ takes up this title and it speaks to those who are gathered around him here in John's Gospel, and when he says, "I am the good shepherd," he was telling the people a great truth that he himself was speaking to them as God. He was telling them here that he himself was none other than God manifest in the flesh. Therefore, it was vital, important that they listen to him, that they heed his words, whatever he would say unto them as the good shepherd. For it was none other than the very Son of God, the Son of God from heaven himself, who was speaking to them. And tonight, dear friends, in this gospel meeting, as the Lord speaks to each one of us, he says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." And with these words, he says, "I am speaking to you as God manifest in the flesh. I am speaking to you as the Son of God." He's really telling us here that his words have the full backing, the full authority, the full weight and mandate of heaven upon them as he speaks to us. Therefore, how vital it is that each and every one of us hearken and listen and heed to what the Lord has to say to us here in this great verse and in the verses surrounding it about Christ, who is the good shepherd of the sheep. And that being the case tonight, I want us just to notice four things in particular from our text and from this passage regarding Christ, who is the good shepherd of the sheep. First of all, I want you to see here that Christ the good shepherd is one who dies for the sheep. Look at verse 11 and then look at verse 15 of the chapter. He says, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd, notice it, giveth his life for the sheep. And then go down to verse number 15. He says, "As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." And here Christ is telling us how he was to die for his people, how he was to die for his sheep upon the cross of Calvary. Now it is most unlikely that any shepherd would die for his sheep. Yes, if a choice is to be made between the shepherd and the sheep, then the shepherd's life will always be preserved. But this was not so with the Lord Jesus Christ, because on the cross of Calvary, he died. He suffered. Indeed, he was punished for the sins of others. The Bible says of the Lord Jesus Christ, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes were healed." He died for the sheep. He died for sinners upon the cross of Calvary. And on the cross he suffered most intently. He suffered most intense pain and agony and anguish of soul as he hung upon that cross. Speaking of that suffering of Christ the shepherd upon the cross, the hymn writer says, "But none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters cross, nor how dark was the night that the Lord passed through ere he found the sheep that was lost." In other words, the hymn writer is saying there that no one else in all the world, in all the years of time and history, has ever suffered as the Lord Jesus Christ suffered when he bled and died upon the cross of Calvary.
I suffered awful physical pain. You think tonight of the crucifixion of Christ. What a way to die. His hands and his feet were pierced with nails, with spikes. His side was pierced with a spear. His brow was pierced with a crown of Eastern thorns. And prior to this, at his trial, his back was ripped to shreds by the Roman whip and by the Roman lash. Turn in your Bible back, please, to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter number 50. And go down to the verse number 6 of that chapter. And here we have Christ speaking through his servant Isaiah about his own sufferings and his trial and his death upon the cross. Look at what he says in Isaiah chapter 50 in the verse number 6. He says, I gave, and notice the willingness here of Christ. I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. And I hid not my face from shame and from spitting. Isaiah 52 tells us that his visage was marred more than any other, more than the sons of men. He suffered terrible physical pain and anguish. Really, words cannot describe the awful physical pain and sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only did he suffer physical pain, he also suffered also a terrible and awful mental pain and spiritual pain. For on the cross of Calvary, the Bible tells us he was stricken, he was smitten of God and afflicted. In other words, he was forsaken by God, the Heavenly Father. God the Father poured out his wrath upon him. The wrath of God that was our due for our sins, the very pain and anguish and torments and sufferings of hell that we deserve for our sins was poured out upon Christ. And he cried out on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And by the reason, yes, that Christ went to the cross and willingly partook of such awful suffering and an awful death for sins was because of his great love toward us. It was love that took him to the cross. My, the Bible speaks of that very love. Paul could say of Christ, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ himself says in the Gospel of John 15, greater love of no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friend. Was love for sinners like you and like me in this meeting tonight. That took the lovely Son of God, the sinless Son of God, out of the realms of glory into this world, into this sin-cursed world. It was love that took him to the cross, where he gave himself up to die for guilty sinners such as you and I upon the cross of Calvary. Notice what he says here in verse 18. Of John chapter 10 of his own life, he says, no man take of it from me. He says, but I lay it down of myself. He laid down his life himself. He gave up the ghost. He poured out his soul unto death, even the death of the cross. And he did it out of love, eternal love. For sinners like you and I in this meeting tonight, notice the words of Christ there in verse number 12 of John chapter 10. There he talks about the hireling. If you like, the false shepherd who runs away when trouble comes or when the sheep are attacked by the wolf or by the bear. And look at what he says in verse number 12 of the chapter. He says, but he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf scatter of them and catch of them and scatter of the sheep. He talks about the hireling, but the Lord Jesus Christ himself was no hireling. On the cross of Calvary, he met Satan and sin and death head on. The Bible speaks of Christ and says he set his face like a flint, as it were, to go to Jerusalem, to go to the cross. He knew all that lay before him upon the cross, yet there was no turning back from the cross. And he gave his life
a ransom on the cross of Calvary so that Satan and sin and death could be defeated. Listen to the words of Paul the Apostle in Hebrews chapter 2. Speaking of Christ, he says, "For as much then as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that have the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." Oh, there was no turning away from the cross by the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Yes, due to our sinful nature and our sin by practice, as you and I, and need all the rest of mankind, we deserve eternal punishment and judgment for our sins in hell. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. However, Christ became our substitute. He took our place. He took our place and he died for us upon the cross. The Bible says Christ died for our sins. He was punished for our sins. The Bible says the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. And by that cruel death upon the cross and by the shedding of his blood, what did Christ do? He opened up a way. He made a way. He provided and purchased a way for our sins to be forgiven and for us to have eternal life and a home in heaven. And it is all through the death and the sacrifice and the blood shedding of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. What a sacrifice. What a price was paid by Christ the Good Shepherd. He says in our text, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." He gave his life a ransom for many. A missionary was once telling the story of the crucifixion to a tribal chief, and he's explaining to him how Christ died for our sins upon the cross. And as the chief listened to that message, he said to the missionary, he said, "Take Christ down from the cross." He says, "I am the one that belongs there." And you know, the old chief was right. He knew that he should have been punished for his own sins and for his own iniquities before Almighty God. And you know, the same applies to you and I, to every single one of us here also in this meeting tonight. Yes, justly, we deserve to die for our sins. Justly before God, you and I, we deserve to be punished for our sins. That is our due, that is our deserts. But because of the love of Christ, the Good Shepherd, he died in our stead. He died in our room. Oh, friend, in the meeting tonight, if you're here and you're unsaved, oh, as you think of Christ as the Good Shepherd, oh, that you would see him tonight as one who has died upon the cross for you. Oh, that you would see him tonight as the Good Shepherd who has died for your sins upon the cross of Calvary. The Bible says this man offered one sacrifice for sins forever. Tell me tonight, as you think of Christ, do you see him as dying for you, taking your place, taking your punishment for your sins upon the cross of Calvary? That's what he did as the Good Shepherd. Yes, Christ the Good Shepherd is one who dies for the sheep. Notice secondly here tonight from our passage that Christ the Good Shepherd is one who saves the sheep. Look at what he says in verse number 9 of the chapter. He says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Here Christ tells us here that the only way that they could be saved and could enter into God's kingdom was through him, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Good Shepherd. And this is because a sinless sacrifice was sufficient to pay the debt of man's sin to the holy God of heaven. Friend, tonight, can I say this is a truth that you need also to realize. You can only enter into God's family, God's kingdom. You can only be saved and brought into the family and fold of God through Christ. Through Christ, the Good Shepherd, Christ and Christ alone is the only Savior. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Oh, Christ the Good Shepherd has died for the sheep, but it is only through Him and through Him alone that you can be saved, that you can be brought out of the kingdom of darkness, brought into God's kingdom of light, and be saved, brought into the family and fold of God. Oh, please understand tonight that you cannot be saved by baptism. All the water in the world cannot save you. The Bible says salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. You cannot be saved and enter into God's family because of some family member who is saved. That the Bible says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. The Bible says you must be born again. In other words, you must be born from above, born of the Spirit of God. Oh, please also realize that being dedicated as a child, that in itself, good as it may be, cannot save you, cannot fit you for heaven. Please also understand that you cannot enter into heaven by church membership, whatever that church is, or by good works. The Bible says of salvation, not by works of righteousness, which we have done. You come before the Lord on the day of judgment, depending upon the things of self or the things of man or the things of the church for salvation. You will hear an awful sentence from the lips of Christ. You'll hear those words, "I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Oh, see tonight from this passage of Scripture that you can only be saved, you can only enter into God's kingdom by Christ, through Christ, the Good Shepherd. That's the whole trust of Christ's preaching and teaching here in this 10th chapter of the Gospel of John. Oh, you must come to Christ in faith and in repentance and look to Him alone for salvation. He says, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else." The hymn writer says, "I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss." Oh, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ and do not trust Him as Savior, you can never be in God's kingdom. You can never be saved. Never be in the family and fold of God. Oh, if you want to go to Belfast, you'll take the M1 motorway up to Belfast, where there's only one way to God, and Christ is that way. He says here, "I am the door." He says in verse 11, "I am the good shepherd." Turn a little bit over to John's Gospel, chapter 14, and the verse number 6. Notice what he says there. And in that great verse, he says, "I am the way. I'm the way to God. I'm the way to salvation. I'm the way to God's kingdom and God's family." Well, let me ask you the question tonight. Have you come to God this way? You know, God's way of salvation, it's an exclusive way. There's only one way to God, not many ways, one way only to God, through the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Can you say tonight that He is my Savior? Can you say tonight He is my hope, He is my rock, He is my trust? Oh, if not, I pray that you will come to Him this very night for salvation. If you're not saved, He invites you, He calls you to Himself, He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Praise God, if you come to Christ for salvation, He will pardon, He will forgive all your sins. He'll blot them all out. He says, "I, even I, am He that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own name's sake, and will not remember thy sins." What a promise. And this He will do through the precious blood of Christ. The Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. You think of how it is on a beach in the summertime. There's many footprints on the beach. There's maybe holes dug in the sand by children and all sorts of things, but whenever the tide comes in, the tide goes out again. Takes all the footprints and all the holes in the sand is all gone. My, the sea covers it all. And that's a wonderful picture, dear friend, of how the precious blood of Christ can blot out and cover all your sins before Almighty God. Praise God, if you come to Him and you trust Him, He'll pardon all your sins. He'll blot them out. He will cast them into the sea of His forgetfulness. Turning your Bible over, please, to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 8. And I encourage you to mark this verse in your Bible. Look at verse number 12. Hebrews chapter 8, verse number 12. Sometimes people say, how can I know my sins are forgiven if I trust Christ? Here's the promise. Here's the promise of God's Word. And God cannot lie. God says to those who trust Christ as Savior, whoever they are, whatever their sin is, whatever their past may have been, He says, I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Friend, this is what the Lord will do for you. If you come to Him and you trust Him as your own and personal Savior, He'll pardon all your sins, He'll save your soul, He'll blot them all out. Oh, Christ the Good Shepherd is one who dies for the sheep. He is one who saves the sheep. Notice something else about the Good Shepherd. Notice how he knows the sheep. Look at verse 14 there of John's Gospel, chapter 10. He says there, I am the Good Shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. He says, I know my sheep. Here Christ is saying that He knows everything about those who have trusted Him as Savior. He knows all about their triumph. Knows all about their weaknesses. Knows all about their needs day by day. The Bible speaks of Christ and says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. The Bible says, the Lord knoweth them that are His. In other words, all who trust in Christ, they are known in heaven, known in heaven. He says, I know my sheep. Likewise, dear friend, if you trust Him as your Savior, my, this will be your portion. It'll be the same for you. He says, I know my sheep. It means that He knows everything about you. You know, sometimes in life, you and I, we're referred to just numbers in society. You have your national insurance number. You have your number in your driving license, number in your passport, whatever, just a number, just a statistic. But praise God, I tell you this, when you know Christ as Savior, you're far more than just a number. You become the sheep of His fold, and He knows you by name. In fact, the Bible says that you become the very apple of His eye. And that's probably one of the most precious parts of our body, the apple of the eye. And my, when you know Christ as Savior, you become, as it were, the apple of the Lord's eye. And when Christ knows you as Savior, I tell you this, He'll care for you, and He will meet your needs all the days of your life on earth. You'll have His presence with you in life. He says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You'll have the promise of His power and grace to live the Christian life. Look at what Christ says there in verse 10 of this chapter. I am come that they might have life and might have it more abundantly. Also, you have the promise of His provision day by day in your life. David could say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Why, sometimes whenever a lamb is born and it's weak, what does the shepherd do? The shepherd cares for it, tends to it in a very particular way until it is strengthened and gets on its feet. Well, this reminds us of how Christ, He cares for all His sheep, all who have trusted Him as Savior. He says in His Word that He careth for you. The Bible speaks of the Lord, the Good Shepherd, and says His compassions, they fail not. What a shepherd He is. He says, I know my sheep. It just doesn't mean that he knows about you. It means that he cares for you day by day. He loves you. He watches over you. He undertakes for you as his child when you know him and trust him as Savior. Oh, friend, please understand this, that without Christ, life is vain. Life is empty. Life is hopeless. But with Christ as Savior, you will have life more abundant. You'll have life that satisfies, life that is full and overflowing. The psalmist could say, he satisfieth the longing soul. He filleth the hungry soul with goodness. And praise God, when Christ is your shepherd, you have the promise of his guidance in life. Look at what he says there in verse 27 of this chapter. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and they know them, and they follow me. Again in verse number 4, he says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, notice it, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. In the east, the shepherd doesn't drive the sheep. He goes before, he leads the sheep, and the sheep know his voice. And when the shepherd calls, the sheep, they follow him. Praise God, when you're saved, you have the wonderful privilege of being guided by the Lord, step by step, day by day, through all the valleys, through all the trials of life. The Bible says, the Lord shall guide thee continually. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Tell me tonight, are you following the shepherd's voice? Are you following the leading of Christ, the good shepherd? You know, all around us today in our society, in our world, there's lives of people, and they're full of trouble, full of hurt, full of pain. And my, it's because they don't know Christ as Savior, and they don't want the rule of Christ, the guidance of Christ in their life. Instead, they live for self, they live for sin. They will not yield to Christ, and the outcome is brokenness, ruin, heartbreak, sorrow, tears, and pain. Because without the Lord, there is no hope. But praise God, when you have Christ as your shepherd, your sins are forgiven. You have one who knows you, one who cares for you, one who watches over you, one who will take care for you. Every trial and every battle of life. Notice one final thing here. Notice that Christ the Good Shepherd is one who keeps the sheep. The sheep are precious to him, and he keeps them. Look at what Christ says in verse 28 and verse 29 of this chapter. He says, I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Christ here is saying that the one who trusts him for salvation, they're saved not just for time. They're saved for forevermore. There's no power on earth, no power in hell that can take away their salvation. Praise God, dear friend, when you trust Christ as your Savior, your eternal security is not dependent upon yourself. Your security is dependent upon Christ, the eternal rock of ages. The hymn writer could say, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Turn over there to Romans chapter 8, the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. And look at what Paul says in the last two verses, verses 38 and 39 of the chapter. He says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus the Lord. There you have the eternal security of the sheep who trust in Christ. Nothing can separate them from the shepherd, from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Friend, tonight, this is the great hope of the gospel. If you're not saved tonight, I urge you to come to the Lord.
to put your faith, put your trust in Him, know all your sins forgiven. He died on the cross to save you. He'll take you one day to heaven. Here on earth, here in this scene of time, He will bless you. He'll be with you. He'll guide you. He'll direct you. He'll provide your needs. And He will use you for His honor and for His glory. If you're saved tonight, rejoice in Christ your shepherd. But if you're not saved tonight, don't go away without Him. Come to Him and trust Him. And embrace Him by faith as your own and personal Savior. We'll close our meeting tonight by singing together the hymn number 293, I Must Needs Go Home by the Way of the Cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss. We're just going to sing the first two verses, verses 1 and 2, along with the chorus, standing as we sing 293. Close our meeting with a word of prayer. But there's one tonight, and there's a concern in your heart and your soul. We urge you to come to the Lord, to trust Him as Savior, know Him as your shepherd. Oh, if you're not saved tonight, don't go away without coming to Christ. Heavenly Father, answer prayer to this end, we pray of Thee. We thank Thee, Lord, for Thy presence here with us tonight. Bless Your truth to every heart. Bless Your people. Encourage every believer in the Lord. Help us day by day to rejoice in Christ our shepherd, to follow Him, to obey Him, to yield to Him, to live for Him. But for any tonight who know not Christ as their shepherd and as their Savior, oh, that tonight they would come in faith and in repentance and trust Him as their own and personal Savior. Take us to our homes in safety. Give us traveling mercies. Bless us throughout this week that lies before us. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the abiding fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all this night and always. Amen.